1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk, intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Good Saturday afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to catch another edition of Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Miranda Drake.
Good to be here.
And producing, as always, Derek Stone.
Glad to be here.
All right, your March Madness, Derek. You're in hog heaven over there, aren't you?
Yep, I sure am.
He's the only one in America with a perfect bracket.
This is the month I should take a week off and let you guys just go at it with the March Madness and go to town.
I'm not really a super basketball fan, but I can talk about it and pay attention a little bit.
Yeah, that's about the only time of the year I actually do pay any attention to it, because I'm the same way. I just...
Oh, during the regular season, forget about it.
Yeah, someone offers me tickets to a Pistons game, I'm like, yeah, thanks. They're sweet. No, I'm not going. Thank you very much. It's awesome.
Oh, I'd go there and eat and drink, but the game would be secondary.
You drink? No. All right, before we get started into the events of the week, let's take care of a little business. J&M Landscaping, LLC, 248-640-7029. Now, over 25 years of experience at J&M Landscaping, Jason's the guy. They do residential and commercial, free referral, free estimates, referral discounts are available, and the rates really are pretty reasonable. They do sprinkler systems and all your other typical landscape stuff, but they also specialize in tree services. Now, with the spring storms coming, you're seeing the trailer parks blowing all over the place. This is what can happen to your yard with the trees as well. So get those dead limbs down and get the tree pruned so it looks really nice this summer. They do tree and stump removal, tree trimming and pruning, and ornamental pruning, which is kind of cool. I try to shape my one tree out front, but it doesn't look particularly good because I don't know what I'm doing, frankly.
That's how you learn.
I like to believe that I'm some kind of bonsai master, but I'm not.
Trial and error. That's how you learn.
I got a lot of error on that tree, I can assure you that. So lawn care services, but the tree services are really important. 248-640-7029. Jason's a great guy. Get that free estimate done and set up getting your tree removal or tree trimming done for the spring.
You know what you could do? You could make your bush or whatever into the face of the ISIS commander and then cut it off.
Yes.
Right at the root.
Can you imagine having a hedge with Barack Obama's head on the end of it?
No, I'm not going to go there.
Huh? No, just having a hedge with his face looking at me every morning.
With a little wink?
I know where this is going.
Or what you could do is you could make it like, the name of the national park with the president's...
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. There you go.
It'd be Obama Hedge. Obama Hedge. I could do that. Put his face on there and Jimmy Carter's and Bill and Hillary on there. Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
That's from Old School.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I do too, dude. I've got it on disc.
And that's from the scene where he accidentally injected himself with the some kind of animal tranquilizer.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Is that Old School? Am I thinking the right movie?
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Okay, so why don't we start with Bergdahl? You know, it's one of those, this is I told you so show, right? Told you so. We said it. Matt said it. Everyone at the station said it. Everyone at Fox said it. Wait a minute. This guy is a deserter.
His own units, his own members in his unit said it.
Yes. And they beat up on the guys in his unit. The media tried to make them look like bad guys for saying it.
Yeah, they're swift boating Bergdahl. Maybe I just came up with that, but same concept.
I told you so. It's not enough. And I'd like to take some joy out of that, but I don't because it's such a tragedy. It is literally a tragedy.
Yeah, on many levels. It's a tragedy in that, you know, you let these people go so they can come back to attack us, but it also kind of communicates to the world and our supposed friends. You know, my philosophy is we don't really have any real friends. They're just around for the money and will give us some superficial, you know, friendship and alliance. But our enemies look at us like the Americans are so stupid.
Yes. And aren't we? I mean, we look like raving idiots. Thank you, Barack Hussein Obama, for making us look like complete. You're so complete. making us look like complete fools.
Yeah, we need to be the most shrewd, treacherous, you know, your like the Marines say, we can be your best friend or your worst enemy.
Yes.
And we just need to really show the world that there's no screwing with us.
Yes.
And instead, it's just the opposite. We're open for the big screw. Come on in.
We're bending over, left and right. Well, hey, we got our first phone call, and it's from Mike in Ann Arbor, who wants to bring up the roads. Let's talk about roads for a minute, because I'm going to give my little shout-out to say, vote no, but let's see what Mike has to say. Mike, go ahead. You want to talk about roads?
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys. I really appreciate the last couple weeks you guys brought the roads up, but this past week, something happened on Channel 4. We've got a state senator who's brought up the MCCA that we pay $186 per car every year.
Yes,
for the
yes,
insurance.
Yes, yeah. Well, I thought of you, actually, Mike, when I saw this on Fox 2 in the morning. It was an Italian guy from his
Lucidi.
Last...
I think it's Lucidi.
He's Lucidi or Aliso. Yeah, yeah, that's who it is.
Well,
yeah.
He brought up the fact that we've got so much money in the MCCA, it's up to $18.5
billion. Yeah, billion with a B, yes.
Yeah, and each year... We get there are two figures out there right now, between $520 and $750 million in interest. And his proposal is that we take the interest, and I would say we should take the interest for about 3 to 4 years and have the state give its regular normal contribution to roads, and we would have our roads fixed. But here's the beautiful part. On Channel 4, when they brought it up with the guy who represents the MCCA, guess what he says? These are private funds. Excuse me? Private funds? You're taking money from me, and then you're saying, oh, it's my money, it's not your money, and it's for whatever we want. You know, I would love to have somebody who has a newspaper, get the hint?
Yes.
Ask and say, can we do an audit of the MCCA? Let's find out exactly how much these men make. And, oh, gee, let's see where they take their retreats. And, oh, let's see how much their expenses are.
Well, you know, Mike, you are one of our most educated. And I will say this, because I got an email from somebody after our show who kind of denigrated your email. And not your email. I'm sorry. What you said on the show.
Oh.
And what you told us on the show was exactly what we heard on the news this week. So you were dead on, dead right. And I want to congratulate you for doing that, because you were dead on the money. And I wasn't sure, so I didn't know for sure until I had it verified this week.
See, gentlemen, not to worry, because I can't remember the exact details of it, but they're going to reduce our annual payment into that by, like, what, 30, 40 bucks each, something like that?
Yeah, I heard they were going. And you know why? All of a sudden, after it comes out that there's $18.5 billion, now you're going to reduce us because you know how you've been stringing us along?
Yeah, by some big bucks there.
Well, you're talking about, you know, I see some families who have 5 or 6 cars in a driveway. Now, figure every year, $186 per car, you know, we're talking big bucks, but when the guy has the audacity to say, it's private funds.
Yeah, I was saying the words big bucks in a facetious way, in that they're going to reduce it supposedly by $30, $40 per year for us because of this excess, you know. So it's like, are you kidding me?
Well, we're
supposed to celebrate that.
Could it possibly be the fact that this Mr. Lucidi, the state senator, suddenly brought that up, and all of a sudden you start seeing Channel 2, Channel 4 talking about MCCA?
Yeah.
And saying, well, wait a minute. We've got. My understanding is, and I may be wrong, but I don't think I am, that in the life of the MCCA, they have spent $10 billion. But. In giving out funds for injuries, but they right now have $18 billion in the kitty. $18 billion.
Yeah, so that tells you they're getting in way more than they need. And so, Mike, here's what I'm going to ask you to do, because I do own the current newspaper, and I can do whatever I want. Now, I had somebody years ago say, Gary, you can't put an editorial on the front page of your newspaper. And I said, I said, watch me. Watch me. I'll do what I want.
Make the whole paper.
And so I've
editorial.
Done it, and I do it fairly regularly now, and I haven't really had anybody call me up and say, Gary, that's just unheard of. You can't do an editorial on the front page. Well, I do. And so, Mike, I'm going to make this offer to you, because you are so well-spoken and knowledgeable about this. for the May paper, if you would like to do a guest editorial on this, or an article if you choose, I will put that on the front page for you.
Well,
because it's going to be an issue. It's going to be a barn burner against Prop 1. I can assure you of that. I've got letters coming out in this April edition, which will be out next month. I've got letters up the wazoo coming in about people who are against it. So I'm feeling good and confident that we're going to vote it down, but I don't think we can take it for granted.
Well, can I tell you something? Yesterday when I was driving, I heard a report. It was something, they were doing a poll, and evidently the people that are behind this attacks are scared to death because the latest figure that they had was that 62% of the people are against the tax and only 21% for the tax. So they're really running uphill, the people that want to sit there and tax us. But here's another nice little thing. Have you noticed what our dear governor has done? He has lowered the amount of money down to the bare minimum that is needed for matching funds from the federal government. So in other words, he basically has put us into a stranglehold where he took about $350 million away from the road building fund. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's about $137 million is what he's appropriating for the road fund, and he was supposed to do something in the area of $480 million. So our dear governor has said, hey, folks, this is what we're going to do for the roads, just enough to match the federal funds, and the hell with the rest of you folks.
Yeah,
well, I would love to have this governor drive down. I would love to tie him next to me in a seat and take him through Detroit, take him through some of the Washtenaw roads, and give him the ride of his life, and then just drop him off into the Huron River over there over Geddes.
Mike, I've labeled this Governor Rick Snyder proposal Snyder Care.
Yeah. And this guy is thinking of running for the president. Oh, God help us.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's no way Rhino Rick will... He won't win this state, I can guarantee you that, because the Republicans are pretty much fed up with him as well.
Hey, that's one sellout nerd.
Well, all I can say is you guys do a great job. I've listened to the last couple of weeks you guys had the road. We're talking about the roads. You might want to get that guy from Sterling Heights on your show before the election and have him talk about this, because I'll tell you what, it's funny that all of a sudden, since he opened his mouth and started talking about the MCCA, people are saying, what is the MCCA? Well, like you said a few weeks ago when I brought that up, I think one of you guys says, what is MCCA?
Yeah.
Well, when people start looking at their insurance and say, what the heck am I paying this for? And then they have the gall to tell you, these are private funds. Excuse me? Those are my dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know what? You can take the credit, and I'm going to give you full credit for that, because you're the one that brought it up on the air. You were the first, and I think this show had you on, so we were the first to actually air that. So you, thanks and kudos to you, Mike, for doing
it. What do I get for it?
I've got two free tickets to the comedy show in Whitmore Lake tonight if you want to come down to the station and get them.
I'm just kidding. No, it just angers me because when I see this on this, and it's just robbing us every which way, and then, you know, when you find out how much money is going to go to municipalities, I've got another one that you're going to love later on. I'll bring you a little scandal about townships and salaries of people who don't do the work in townships that they're being elected to and have double jobs, work as an elected official for an hour a day and then go somewhere else to work, and they're collecting double dipping. This is going on all over, and this is something with the Township, Michigan Township Association. I mean, this is a scandal in itself.
Right, right. But, well, I tell you what, Mike, so here's the deal. If you want to write that...
Hang on a second, let me get a pen.
You don't have to. Just email me, gary@thedailydrift.com.
He wants to write it right now.
I'm a dinosaur.
Oh,
I am pencil and paper and all 10 fingers and toes.
Okay, well, then you're going to have to bring it down to me. Well, here, and then maybe this is something we should do, Drake. Because we've got pretty well-educated listeners to this show, all 12 of them, however many we have. We should have. I'd love to have Mike come down and join us one day.
Yeah,
Mike. So one of these upcoming weeks, why don't you just make plans to be here before 2 o'clock, and you can sit in with us? Because love having an educated listener come in and spend a little time with us. There's your.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a reward or not, but you can certainly hang out with.
Might be a penalty.
It might be a penalty depending on the day. It might be a penalty to be stuck in here with Drake and I.
I'm not far from you guys. I'm about 5 miles away from your studios.
Okay, well then you are close. So there you go. So that's an open invitation to you for being so educated.
Okay.
And then, you know what, leave your phone number with Derek, and then I'll call you after the show, and I'll make arrangements to get things squared away.
All right.
Okay?
I love talking to you guys. You have a great show.
Well, great. Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
Okay.
All right, so there we go. We're doing our share to stop Prop 1, aren't we?
And yeah, and you know what Mike brought up about that poll? I heard some information yesterday, and it's probably the same poll. I can't imagine there's multiple polls out there. But what I heard was that people that don't know a whole lot about the details in Proposal 1, 55% are against it. Yeah. And then the more people learn about it, those that are more informed about it, it's well over 55% that are against it. So that does not make it look good for Proposal 1 passing. However, we can't take for granted, like you said, and just sit back and say, wow, this thing's defeated. It's going to go down in flames. But it looks like it is on the right track to go down in flames.
Let's hope so. What I don't like is I've seen it on Channel 2, I've seen it on Channel 4, and now on Channel 7 as well, when the talking heads are talking about, they always put it back to the roads. Well, the road funding is...
And it's not a road bill.
It's not a road bill. 25% is all of the first years that's going to go toward the road. The rest is special interest garbage. Total crap.
And the amount of money collected in taxes at the gas pump from the state, whether it's the 6% sales tax and the other taxes, most of that does not go to the roads either.
Yeah.
In the past, up to the present. So, I mean, there's reason to be resentful at all levels. What's been done in the past, what's happening right now in the present, and what they want to do in the future with Proposal 1. We should all be very angry about this situation, all the money squandered, money spent on the wrong priorities, the waste, the corruption. It's hideous.
Yeah. You know, if you're a Democrat, let me assure you, this is a Republican scam. Don't vote for it. And you call up Driscoll, our local rep, whatever her, Gretchen Driscoll, and tell her, you support it, we're not supporting you. And you know what? We're not going to even bother thinking about you for Congresswoman because you're an idiot if you're supporting this road bill. And if you're a Republican, you're getting screwed by guys who, well, it's Rhino, Rick, and crew. This is not something that anybody with a lick of common sense would put on the ballot.
How can Snyder look in the mirror and present this as a road bill? You know, it's just outrageous.
Because he's an accountant. He's confusing us with the numbers is what he's trying to do. But, I mean, the numbers, all you need to know is only 25% of this 17% increase in the sales tax is going toward the roads. The rest goes to teachers' unions and special interests and road unions and road. And,
Detroit.
And you know what? There's no guarantee that the roads they do spend money on are going to be fixed any better than they have been in the last 20 years.
Okay, I'm going to do my best here for an imitation of somebody. See if you can guess who it is. Okay.
Sounds like fuzzy math to me.
George Bush did.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go. All right, we got a call from Jimmy from Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? This looks like it's going to go down in defeat.
Don't jinx us, Jimmy.
What's that?
Don't jinx us.
Jimmy, it's our last chance to get the roads fixed.
Yeah.
Can't go down in defeat. Yeah. It's our last chance.
And now that Nitwit Schneider is going to run for president.
Who started that rumor? Was that you, Drake, starting that?
No.
I had not heard that. Is this serious? Who in their right mind would look at Rick Snyder as a presidential candidate?
Himself.
I'm one chaff nerd.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're running on a legacy of liberalism. The only thing you did was right to work. That's it.
Yeah.
And one other thing he's done that's been on our side. He voted against. He vetoed the gun bill. He tries to raise taxes.
And right to work, he wasn't, if I remember correctly, he wasn't a big passionate leader on that. He's just like, well, if it happens across my desk, I'll sign it. Right?
Kind of
like Bill Clinton
wrong.
With welfare reform, yet he takes credit for it later.
Yeah, Jimmy, you were kind of an insider. I thought we had heard back when he kind of, because he wasn't supporting right to work, said he wouldn't sign it because he was seeing what was happening in Wisconsin and didn't want to be on the bad side of the Democrats and the liberals and the teachers. And
he was reaching across the aisle.
He was reaching for something. But anyways, I thought someone said he had been threatened by the unions, and he literally said, well, screw you. If you're going to do that, threaten me, then I will sign it. And I thought that's what it was. I don't remember the full story, and I could be completely off base.
Threaten me? I'll pull out my nerd pen.
I'm going to get the calculator going.
My slide
what else you got,
roll.
Jimmy? Jimmy, you still there?
Yeah, I believe that is true, that they kind of leaned on him and he just kind of pushed back on it. We kind of got what we wanted. But, I mean, this guy's going to, really, I mean, seriously, you're going to run for president of the United States and you can't even get the support of your own party in your own state. That's insane.
Yeah, I can't imagine Rick Snyder actually, I mean, obviously he's got money-making ability and whatnot, but I can't imagine that he would even be in the running. I'm just blown away that you guys brought it up because it hadn't crossed my mind at all.
Maybe he'll be Jeb's running mate.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. And either way, I mean, then we're going to suck with what? Brian Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
I mean, we're just trading one, I don't know, Ann Arbor liberal for a Grand Rapids liberal. I mean, I really don't know what to say about that whole deal. But
yeah, craziness.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jimmy.
Legacy.
Yeah. Your help over the last couple of months has been very instructive to me, and we enjoy it. So, as always, great phone call and appreciate it. We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Guys, have a great day.
You too, Jimmy.
Bye bye. So, yes, I guess we can finish out this half hour talking about roads. Why not? I'm just blown away. I'm still reeling from the fact that you guys said Rick Snyder would run for president.
Really? Blown away? Jennifer Granholm?
Idiot! What? Do you realize what you've just done?
Well, yeah. Let's just wrap this up by saying Proposition 1 on May 5th, vote no, people. It doesn't... You don't have to be a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat to know that 25% of this giant increase in taxes is what's going to the roads. They're selling you a bill of goods. And I don't care if Rick Snyder now wants to call it safe roads. It's safe. I had a chunk of concrete land on my car. It's not about
on his head. Yeah. That explains something to me.
This is not about the children. We're saving the children with safe roads. That's nonsense. Because if they were that worried about you and your children, they would have fixed it last year. They would have fixed it. There was options and opportunities last year to fix it. We had $1.2 billion sitting in the bank 18 months ago, and you didn't spend that on the roads like you could have. And you've got $18 billion sitting in the catastrophic claims fund that you could have spent immediately. Even if you wanted to try and spend it now, if the roads were that bad, take it out of catastrophic claims and pay it back after we pass Prop 1. But they're not doing that, are they?
I know what we can do to raise money for the roads.
Bake sale?
Bake sale. Stole my thunder.
But they got to be black bean cupcakes. You can't use flour and gluten and all that stuff.
Yeah, they got to be healthy. No. No peanuts either.
If our kids get any fatter, it's putting additional weight on the roads. We're going to have to put another axle under all these buses, right?
Yeah. Now, we've talked about, you know, alternatives that are a little outside of the box. You know, we could take the convicts and the teachers and the unemployed Teamsters and grippers from the movies. And
we take the teachers,
put them all to work.
Take the teachers from Detroit.
It'll be a people's war on the roads.
The teachers from Detroit who know how to handle tough kids. We put them in charge of the convicts on the roads and get them out there with the chain gang. Just give them a shotgun.
And even tutor them as they're on the road.
They can do the road song with ABCs. They can do the bill.
Yeah.
I'm just a bill up on Capitol Hill.
We're going to teach you to read and work.
Reading, isn't that awesome?
Riff, reading is fundamental. And people, whatever you do, don't vote for it just before you vote against it.
Yes. Oh, isn't that a Hillary?
John Kerry.
Oh, John Cobb. John Kerry. Now, he's going to run for president, do you think?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I thought
I heard that this week.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I'm out of the loop.
Hillary's done, dude. I'm more and more every day feeling her own party is turning against her.
No. She's you wait. You wait.
You think she'll throw her hat in the ring?
A few weeks,
irregardless.
A few weeks. She'll come roaring right to the top of the polls as soon as she announces.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm not wanting that, but that's what'll happen.
All right, we just brought me down, dude. I gotta go have a cup of coffee. All right, 734-822-1600. Your views are welcome on The Drift. See you on the other side. We'll be right back.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Joe Gomez. More speculation about what sort of health issues a German co-pilot was dealing with when he crashed a plane against a mountainside. The New York Times reporting that Andreas Lubitz was suffering from vision loss and his career as a pilot was at stake. The co-pilot's ex-girlfriend also speaking out, saying Lubitz had said he would do something that everyone would remember one day and that he tried to hide his depression from the company he worked for. The Blaze's Brad James has more on that.
Pilots are like athletes, you know, that if they have a problem with their physical problem or their mental problem, they may be out of a job. There's very big incentives for pilots not to report problems.
Speaking with Fox and Friends, that's Justin Green, a former pilot and an aviation attorney. Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot that intentionally flew the German Wings plane into a mountain in the French Alps, killing everyone on board, was hiding his condition from his employer. He was afraid he was going to lose his pilot's license. Alan Hall is a GRN reporter in Germany. He says people in that country are horrified now to fly.
Because everybody flies, because everybody goes on holiday, everybody wants to know, you know, what drove him to do this. And that's the final missing piece of the jigsaw. We know that he had these sick notes and hid them from his employer.
Hall speaking with Greta by phone on Fox News.
Hillary Clinton under fire for getting rid of all the emails on her email server, the Blaze's Chris Vermillion reports.
Secretary of State John Kerry ordering the State Department to review its process of retaining proper records on employees as South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy says that former Secretary Clinton unilaterally decides to wipe her server clean and permanently delete all emails from her personal server. Clinton's lawyer informing Gowdy of the wiped clean server in response to the Benghazi committee's subpoena for the server and its contents. Kerry says it's critical for his department to preserve a full and complete record of American foreign policy.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Join the Lakes Area Tea Party at the Uptown Grill, 3100 East West Maple Road in Commerce Township, Monday, April 13th. The guest speaker will be former Mayor of Troy, Janice Daniels. Enjoy an evening with like-minded citizens as Janice reviews the technique she has developed for holding elected officials accountable to the people who put them in office. You won't want to miss this informative meeting. There will also be an update on the fight against Proposal 1 and what can be done to work for its defeat. State Senator Pat Kolbeck will join to talk about the replacement bills being proposed. The Lakes Area Tea Party holds true to the conservative principles of low taxes, small government, and personal responsibility enshrined in the platform of the Republican Party. The dinner and social hour starts at 6 p.m. at the Uptown Grill in Commerce Township. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. To learn more, visit lakesareateaparty.com. The Great Climate Delusion. Learn how to debunk it by joining your friends and neighbors for an evening of enlightenment. Steve Gorham, author, speaker, and environmental researcher, will present the misconceptions about climate change and renewable energy, along with problems with current public policies and how conservatives can try to change these policies. Steve will be a guest of the Rattle With Us group Monday, April 13th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Plymouth Cultural Center, 525 Farmer Street in Plymouth. Steve will then speak again on Tuesday, April 14th at 7 p.m. at Bakers of Milford, 2025 South Milford Road in Milford. Steve's books will be available for purchase and there will be a book signing after the presentation.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108.
Welcome back to another edition of The Drift.
Man, how can you not feel good after hearing that?
Well, that's why we need to videotape ourselves on this, because that was classic, dude.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanted to see something highly disturbing, you'd want to see Drake and I listening to Staying Alive. You know what goes through my mind? I don't think of John Travolta anymore. I think of Madagascar. Did you ever see the movie Madagascar?
No. That's an animated film, right? I don't like those animated high-tech films.
Madagascar was good, dude. It was wonderful. And the zebra's walking down the street of New York to that tune, and he's walking in time to it, you know? And a chick walks by wearing a zebra coat, you know? And he
freaks him out a little bit?
No, it's just pretty awesome the way.
Pretty funny.
Great movie.
I'll tell you, you brought up a film, and I've had discussions with Ed Hoffman about this, because, you know, he's a big art film guy, you know, can really break it down. And the older I get, I am more drawn to the old black and white film classics, you know, like Last Night, The Wild One with
Marlon Brando,
I think Lee Marvin is in it. And I'm watching this and I think, now that's a movie. That's a film. I don't like the crap they're putting out now with the superhero garbage and the high def and twitchy animated crap where these animals are jumping all over the place and talking. I can't handle it. I want a story. I want a solid script. I want the classic actors. I want the old black one. And the whole era, too, you know, back in the late 40s, early 50s, maybe even the 30s. I just like seeing how people dress then, how they talk, the old cars, you know, the New York City or Chicago urban environment. I love that.
Yeah.
That's what gets me fired. The film noir stuff. I love it.
Did you also love communism?
Isn't that special?
But that's my thing right now.
I'm yearning for the days of McCarthyism.
I have zero interest in going to see these blockbuster films, and especially, well, the whole reason, you know, we talk about sitting in movie theaters. If I had a young kid, I'd take them to go see this stuff. But for me, I can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Zach and I watched Big Hero 6 last night. It was the latest Pixar or whatever, and it was awesome. I liked it.
Mm.
I actually shed a tear, but then again, you know what? People think I'm some kind of a mean-spirited person because I'm a right-wingish guy, you know? Mm-hmm. I have feelings too, people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, believe it or not, I am a nice guy. I really am. I bend over backwards for people, not forwards.
Yeah.
But I bend over backwards for people because I really care.
Yeah.
I care. You know what? I pull a Beck all the time. When I listen to Glenn Beck,
no, I know what you're saying,
and he cries or breaks down, I cry with him. I really do. Because, you know, you can say what you want about him. He's an emotional guy.
See, I'm not going to cry along with Glenn Beck. However, there are times that that I get choked up. Like, for example, on The American Dream several months ago, we had a couple of, I'll say, kids. They're like, you know, 16, 17 years old from Stockton High School that are raising funds to go out to the Pacific this summer and look for downed planes from World War II and recover the bodies from World War II pilots. And they find them. It's not like it's just some wild, expedition where they don't accomplish anything. They actually go out there and have accomplished a lot. So it's patriotism, it's taking action, all that stuff. And I get choked up, especially when young people like that get involved. Right. So I got a soft spot in my heart, too. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, let's take a quick call from John before we get sidetracked any further. John, welcome to the show. John? Hello.
I've got a big concern, you know, more than the election and all this stuff, the roads, you know, that's not important, but none of it matters if we get trumped out with Iran getting the nuclear bomb. And everybody thinks that John Kerry and, you know, the president seem to be able to have some kumbaya. If you look back to when Carter was the one that, you know, made things go wrong with them, and then the Shahs and the Mullahs and then they kidnapped our Olympic teams. Their whole history is nothing but lie.
Right. Yeah. Good. Hey, John, you're breaking up really bad on us, but that's a great point. Let's talk about it off the air so I can, because that's something we wanted to touch anyway, but you got a real bad connection. But thanks for the call. Iran, nukes, which we were going to get to later, and we can jump the shark a little bit and move it forward. I mean, seriously, we're giving up and letting them have centrifuges. Wait. In an underground bunker, a fortified underground bunker, go ahead and build your centrifuges down there. We're okay with that?
And the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, came out and said, America is not to be trusted.
Oh my!
He wants the sanctions dropped yesterday. Then, you know, maybe Iran will play ball a little bit. Are you kidding me? We're not to be trusted? You of all people who represents the biggest lying sack of you-know-what and cheating and threat to the world, you're the one that's not to be trusted.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, let's play a track here, Derek. Let's skip to number two. And this is Obama a couple weeks ago. This is stuff we wanted to cover last week, but we've been so absorbed in Prop 1. This is Obama talking to the Iranian people via YouTube or whatever it is. You got that one, Derek? All right, let's listen to the lies coming from our own dear leader's mouth.
And there are people in both our countries and beyond who oppose a diplomatic resolution. My message to you, the people of Iran, is that together we have to speak up for the future we seek. As I've said many times before, I believe that our countries should be able to resolve this issue peacefully with diplomacy. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has issued a fatwa against the development of nuclear weapons.
Ugh.
And President Rouhani has said that Iran would never develop a nuclear weapon. Together with the international community, the United States has said that Iran should have access to peaceful nuclear energy, consistent with Iran's international obligations. So there is a way for Iran, if it is willing to take meaningful, verifiable steps, to assure
turn that liar off, Derek. I can't listen to him another minute.
You know, there's one born every minute if he actually believes what he just said.
Yeah. The first lie out there, right out of the gate, was there are people on both sides of this issue, in both our countries, who are against a peaceful resolution here. You know what? Show me, Barack, you lying SOB. Show me who in America does not want a peaceful resolution to this. That's an out-and-out lie.
And his statements that the supreme leader issued a fatwa against nuclear weapons. Okay, Mr. Supreme Leader and your fatwa, if you don't want nuclear weapons, then what are all these negotiations for the past, like, 12 years about then?
Yeah.
You know,
and
just
douche nozzle.
Just open up to what the
thank you guys, really. You know what? My head's about to explode, and then it releases through a little laugh. I don't know where I'd be otherwise. But yes, exactly. You know, and you and I had this discussion. The original Ayatollah, his dying words were, get the bomb.
Yes.
Get the bomb. That's what he told his people. And that's what they believe, because his word next to Muhammad is God's word.
Yes, it's a directive to his successors. You will do this. And they feel like they've got to follow it. Otherwise, they are violating all kinds of things.
Yeah, they want the bomb. And you know what? This is going to probably irritate some people. Iran has every right to defend itself, and that includes getting the bomb. Did I just say that? I did just say that. But with great power comes great responsibility. If you want to get the bomb, then you better make Israel and Saudi Arabia and Syria and Jordan feel so comfortable that they don't want to attack you before you get it. So that's on you, Iran. You want the bomb that bad? You better make us all feel really good about it, or you're going to get attacked. And I think that should happen.
Yeah, I don't believe for one second that Iran is entitled to have a nuclear weapon, because their whole philosophy isn't about life. It's about death and bringing about the end of the world so that all these prophecies can be,
right. Because they don't make you or anyone else feel comfortable with them having the bomb.
Right, right.
It's on them to make us all feel, wow, all right, you're a good neighbor. I'm all right with you having some pretty horrific weapons.
Yeah, I mean, during the Cold War, and there were certainly no assurances, but one tended to believe that the Soviets did have a mindset of they want to live, they want to survive. However, if they sensed that we were very weak, they would take advantage of that. But they weren't looking to end the world so they could fulfill some prophecy based on some crazy religious belief.
Yeah, the idea of mutually assured destruction.
Exactly. Mutually assured destruction. And
does
it
not fit with death-loving Iranian Islamic crazy people.
And you have simpletons out there, here and abroad, that believe MAD does apply to these people, and it does not. That's like saying MAD applies to ISIS.
Right.
No.
All right, let's take a quick step back. We've had Jim from Chelsea hanging on the line. I want to get him off the waiting list here. Jim, you wanted to say something about Proposal 1. Jim? Hello. I guess we lost Jim. Okay. Yep. Oh, yep. He's there. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I almost hung up on you, Jim, so you got in under the skin. Go ahead. You want to say something about Prop 1?
Yeah, I'm a delegate, and a lot of us know what's going on. We got to get the rhinos out of the Republican Party. Guy that owns your station here, he knows the Democrats are all for this gay marriage and all this stuff, so they're hopeless. You know, there are good Republicans. They almost got rid of Eric Holder, and then when Netanyahu came over and gave a speech, they all voted to go for Homeland Security again, and that's run by the Mossad, for crying out loud. There's no good guys in this thing. I mean, it's like the Iran, sure. They, I don't think they're mad against you and me. They're against Obama, who's a lying, you know what. But, I mean, are you scared with Obama with his finger on the nuclear bomb? I am.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us are. Yeah, great points. Great points.
And another thing is that locally here, if there's no clarity even in state government. Osama, I think, that's not his name. There's a guy that's in the legislature, really good. And he talked about it one time when I was up at one of the things at Lansing. It sounds like Osamer, I think. And they're trying to get clarity in our state government. They switch funds. They do what is called when you misplace funds or you take funds out of one thing and put it in another. That's wrong, and it's even against the. It's in the state constitution that it's wrong.
Yeah, a little commingling or whatever. Yeah, great points, yeah. Jim. Great points.
And another thing is,
hey Jim, we got another caller here.
This country is targeting. If your neighbor doesn't like what he sees, he has to be within 300 feet. But now they hired the village idiot to go around targeting, and I know people that are trying to make a living, and they're just harassing them. They got too many cars on their property. Well, they can't scrap them now because scrap's down. So that what they do is they try to fix them up and sell them, try to make a living. So they can pay these damn taxes, you know?
Yeah.
And we're competing against states with no state tax.
Yeah,
Think about that. Exactly
that right.
Was temporary. Remember how our government lied to us?
Okay. Well, I do. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. All right. Let's take another call from Scott who wants to talk about a John Bolton article. I think you were talking about a John Bolton article not too long ago. Oh, and we lost him. Yeah, let's take.
He's on line one.
Oh, there we go.
Hello?
Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You said that no one in the United States advocated war with Iran, but I don't know if you read the John Bolton article in the New York Times, his op-ed piece.
Yeah, you are correct, because he said we should bomb them.
Exactly. He said we need to bomb them,
and
Israel needs to put boots on the ground into Iran, and we need to do whatever it takes to help them change the regime.
Yeah, well,
here's the question.
There was no responsible Republican, no responsible person in the United States who made those kind of statements.
Yeah, you're right.
But here's a question for you, Scott. Why would John Bolton say that?
Why would John Bolton say that?
Yes, would he just, like, make this up for no reason?
Iran since he tried to be the UN ambassador 15 years ago.
But the point is, he sees Iran, correctly so, as a growing, not only a threat all along, but a growing threat that'll reach critical mass after a point that then maybe they hold all the cards.
Yeah,
and we just explained, at least in our opinion, that mutually assured destruction. Wait a minute.
If that's the position that he has, okay, so we bomb Iran. What's next? What do we do next?
Well, you tell me.
That's the problem with the policy under Bush, and it's the problem with the policy under Obama. We don't have anyone asking, okay, so we do this, what's next? And what we do is we keep getting involved deeper and deeper and deeper in the Middle East. And no one continues to ask the question, okay, so what happens next? What happens after we bomb Iran? What happens after we bomb Syria? What happens after? No one comes up with good answers on what happens.
Okay, you have lots of questions, and you present them in kind of an attacking way on, say, a John Bolton. Let me ask you, okay, what should we do?
Yeah.
What is the answer?
Yeah, because
you have all the critiques, but you have no answers.
I'm of the Ron Paul attitude that we're at a point now where the best thing we can do is let the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Alawites and the rest of them fight it out, and we'll deal with the winners when we're done.
Okay. With a nuclear weapon.
And it feels like for the United States, that's probably the best thing we can do.
Okay, but let's focus on Iran, because that's what you called about. You're going to let Iran get a nuclear weapon, then we will tackle the situation at that point?
No, I'm saying that if Israel or if the Saudis or if other people have a concern about Iran having a nuclear weapon, and let them deal with that issue.
Well, they've already said
our problem.
They've already said that they will come. The Saudis have said they will start developing nuclear weapons, and the arms race begins if it hasn't already.
The arms race has been going on forever.
But
Pakistan
see,
has them. Have we bombed Pakistan? They're as nutty as anybody else.
Okay, so hold on.
Once again, the question is, guys, where does this stop?
Okay,
do we say we're done? We're done dealing with the issues that are halfway around the world. Where do we say okay?
So Scott, listen. So I'm gonna explain my view, and okay. I think I know where Drake's coming from off the air, because I think I know where he comes. So thanks for the call. Great point. Here's the point I'm trying to make, and I think it's the same point you're gonna make. I'm with you, Scott. I would love nothing better than to pull all our assets from around the globe away from the Middle East and let the Shias and the Sunnis have at it. I really would. Here's the problem.
The world isn't that simple.
They will not leave us alone, okay? They will not leave us alone. They are coming here if they're not here already, and so you have to find a way to deal with it. And I think that's – you can say what you want. The one thing that bothers me more than about the Iraq War is when they say they didn't have any weapons of mass destruction and Bush lied and people died. You know what? They had chemical weapons, which are weapons of mass destruction. We went into – I've got friends who are in the Army, okay? I've got guys who are suffering from the chemical weapons exposure that they were exposed to. Don't tell me there was no weapons of mass destruction there. They're there, they're still there, and they're going to be used eventually. Now, it's lovely to think that we can be isolationists like the Pauls want us to be, but you can't. To do that, you have to have a missile shield that is so infallible, nobody can attack us. You have to lock down the borders and say, nobody comes in, and the people that go out, you're at your own risk. You're on your own. We're not coming after you. We can't live in that kind of world. I wish we could. There's no way to be an isolationist and ignore what's going on over there, because it can't. You can't ignore it, because you know what? They're coming here and they're already here. So you can't play isolation. I wish we could. I really do. And as for there being a plan afterward, you're right. There isn't one afterward. But let's deal with what it is right now. And that's an Iran that does not need to have a nuclear weapon.
Right. I mean, Scott and Ron Paul, when you come out with these isolationists policies and theories, it's like you're taking a slice of the equation and presenting it as if that's the whole equation. Yeah, is there some specific plan that we're aware of after a preemptive strike on, say, Iran and preventing them from developing a nuclear weapon or pushing them back 10, 20, or 30 years? I haven't heard it. You're right. However, that doesn't mean you bury your head in the sand and just think that that's a new policy that will make everything fine in the world.
Yeah.
That's not the way the world works. And the Iranians, when they come out and basically call you the great Satan for 30 years and how America is the enemy, America must defeat it, and Israel should be wiped off the face of the planet, and they're basically telling you that this is what we're going to do to you. And at the same time, the Ron Paul people are burying their heads in the sand saying, well, the only reason they talk like that is because we're agitating them or we're threatening them. No, that's buying into the propaganda from the enemy, who is telling you what they're going to do to you if you allow them.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Ken, who's always got great comments. He wants to talk about Iran getting the nuke. Ken, welcome to the show.
Well, one thing that's so essential, and obviously I'm listening to some of the comments and some of your callers don't know what the hell they're talking about. You have to know your enemy. You have to read what they say, listen to what they say. Without a doubt, Iran and any other Islamic state should never be allowed to own a weapon, possess a weapon. They will use it, period. Just the basic of their belief system. They will use it. And we got to keep educating people to the facts. We can't allow Iran to have it. We can't allow anyone else to have it that believes that it's okay to kill the infidels. It's okay to kill the non-Muslims. You know, that if you go and you kill the infidels, you go to heaven. Or if you're killed by the infidels, you go to heaven. This is not a type of people that you want to let have the bomb. Now, Waleed Shubat, Islamic terrorist expert, former Muslim, now a Christian, has stated many times his view on what we need to do. And I agree with him. If we want to deal with this situation, one, We got to shut down all the mosques here in America. I support that totally. It has to be done. Two, stop all immigration from Islamic countries. It has to be done. We have to educate the people to the truth. Read the Quran, study Islam, look at their history. These are not people who are compatible with our way of life. It's just the facts.
Yeah, absolutely. I've read the Quran, and I believe that any educated American who's been, maybe not the youngest of us, but I think the average American, if you read the Quran, you will see that it is filled with special interests. And I can tell you what, at the end, by the time you reach the end of that book, you'll see that Muhammad gets a separate set of rules for him, and everyone else has to abide by something else. And you know what? That's not justice. That's not law. That's something bad. And it's because we're seeing that right now with our own politicians. One set of rules for you, America, but a different set of rules for us. So I can assure you the Quran is not a religion. It's a game of politics. That's what
it is. That's why it's so important through education that we've got to make people know and understand. The problem isn't a small group of people. The problem is the Quran. The problem is the teachings of Islam. That's the problem.
Yeah. Exactly right. Well, Ken, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Great comments as always.
Take care.
Take care. Let's take a quick call from Phil. Wants to mention the Prop 1 meeting that's going on. Phil, go ahead.
Hi, Gary. Phil Chin here. In Pittsfield Township Administration Building, April 13th,
okay.
They're going to hold a Proposition 1 town hall. I don't have the start time on it, and I'm embarrassed that I don't. But it will be held as a debate kind of...
Is it the evening? Phil?
I don't have the time.
Okay.
I'll
call Pittsfield Township and figure it out?
I don't have it right now.
Okay. All right. So let's... We're getting close to the end, so I'm going to drop you, Phil. But so April what?
I'm sorry?
13th.
April 13th.
Okay. April 13th. Terry Bowman versus Adam Zemke with Tran Longmore as the moderator.
Okay, great. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
You know, the one thing I wanted to say, I kind of took Scott on in a way, caller Scott, is that where I will side with him to a degree is that, you bet, the Saudis and the others that are also against Iran getting a nuclear weapon, it shouldn't all be on us. Their asses should be right at the front line, and they should be in there. I am tired of us being taken advantage of around the world, and America always shouldering the load, and America always taking all the criticism. I've voiced that nonstop whenever the opportunity presents itself on this show, on the American Dream, calling into Theron's show. Yeah, I'm sick of it. Our so-called European partners, the allies, or if you can call them that, in the Middle East, in the case of Iran, yeah, they should be right there. It shouldn't be all America taking on the responsibility.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you're going to see...
And the Chinese and the Russians are a problem.
Yeah, I think you're going to see them step up to the plate in the future here, because we're not.
Yeah, they're massing troops on the Yemeni border right now, the Saudis are.
Okay, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, read the stories, stay informed. See you next week.